big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, big wigs. Oh, my God. It's been like 2 weeks, but it feels like 2 years.
Like months and months, eons.
It's like the 2 weeks where the most shit in our lives has happened.
That's the truth.
And, you know, so I'm sorry we took last week off, although I think we had an awesome episode posting. Like, I think you guys enjoyed. We all liked posting our impressions, you know, because I want to do more of those segments. So we were like, let's like catch the new people up and let them know what we do with our wigs. And, you know,
our first ever Big Wigs Best Of.
Great. Big Wig Best Of. We've done enough episodes to do best ofs.
Crazy.
But let me just recap real quick.
Just give us a little like list.
What we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Dre did Watch What Happens Live. I went to Europe for 10 days. Dre turned 30. Happy birthday.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
I'm joining the decade.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Right. Thank you so much for the love.
So for the rest of this episode, I'm going to just perform a a birthday concert.
Wait, you know, this reminds me of Luann, because Luann, at every single one of all the women's Roni's birthdays, she would always give a performance and they would be
been preparing. I really have.
She would come out and just start singing Chic Say La Vie, and the women are like, what the f-?
Not even happy birthday.
It was never happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You know, one of these days I'm going to meet Luann and ask her to sing with me. You know what I mean?
You
it's going
to
happen.
Have to. Please do a mashup collab cabaret.
A dream. Really? I really would love to get like do like one song with her on the Christmas show. Like, give me the Christmas show, you know?
Fantastic.
A Very Countess Christmas. Like
A Very Countess Christmas.
I think that's
and
what
friends.
It's called about. Would be a dream.
Truly.
You did make me remind me to tell you, I have been DMing with Bethany, and you know, she did tell me, did you see her apology yesterday to John Mulaney?
I go, apology for what? She's constantly apologizing. Sorry to Chanel.
Sorry to John Mulaney. She missed his show, apparently, and whatever. And then
tragic.
I DM'd her, and because you know me, I'm trying to get people to come to my show tomorrow night. Tonight, when you listen to this episode, tonight at Joe's Pub, 7 p.m. I can't get any of this information.
Start over, rattle it off.
Plug.
There's a show, my one-woman show. Dre, are you popping on? I don't even know if she's making a guest appearance or not. She doesn't seem to be into it.
I am into it. What
that
the hell?
That face was, no.
I was giving like a smirky, like, you'll have to come to find out.
The very funny Chris Burns is doing a set, who we love, and that'll be great. And it's at Joe's Pub at 7 p.m. They finally gave me a prime time slot, and guess what? She is not sold out. So please, there will be tickets at the door, or if you can come last minute, it's going to be a great show. You know, I'm making Jared do tech, so you know it's going to go solid. So
he's a great tech producer.
He is
say.
Very good.
Thank
yeah.
you. I rely on Jared for way too much.
He comes through.
The fact that, like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, we fight and everything, but the fact that he hasn't, like, fully left me yet is a miracle. You know what I mean? I am a monster. I would have left me years ago.
But he loves the responsibility, and I think he just, like, likes stepping up to the plate, because he does every time.
He does.
You know?
Although, yeah, you know, I was like, oh my God, I got a 7 p.m. slot. That means tech is earlier in the day, which means that cuts into his actual work time, which is not a good situation for him. And so therefore for me. But you know what? It's going to be a fabulous show. So I just had to plug that right now. I did ask Bethany if she wanted to do a guest, if she wanted to do a set.
Gosh.
And she was like, I'm in the Hamptons, but if I'm in the city, she gave me like a maybe. I'll take a maybe. She goes, if I
Bethany
happen to be in
the
city.
Maybes.
And then she did plug that she is doing Whitney Cummings' show in the fall, which we need to get tickets for.
Wait, that's actually a pretty big gig.
She's like, I do stand up now. So yeah, if I'm in the city.
Bethany's doing stand up?
You know what?
She's doing Whitney Cummings' show.
No
at,
shit.
Like, you know, I think it's at the Beacon Theater.
Wow. Bethany Frankel is the Joey Gorga of the reality TV world. Because Joe Gorga is famously Melissa Gorga's husband. He is doing stand up now.
There you go.
And by that, it's just a long storytelling form. Like, he just tells a story.
Like, most of the, like, reality, like, when you leave The Bachelor or Love is Blind, like, all these people are like, I think I could just do comedy now.
Like, Jonathan Van Ness.
I'm going to do comedy now.
These people
He's
are all
really
very funny.
funny,
But I think they need to like change the name. And I'm only saying this because I feel like this about myself, is it's not necessarily stand up. It's just like, come see me speak and just be a character.
Yes. Yes.
There it's, there's like a yes. Stand up is a very loose term. I think it's like, I do comedy and it's very subjective to each person.
Absolutely. It's on a spectrum. I love saying, you know, it's on a spectrum.
She really loves to put that, anything on the spectrum.
I love it. Put it on the spectrum. Fabulous, darling.
Anyway, so, where do we even start? Watch What Happens Live was the first thing that, like, you did that, like, right before I left for Europe, like, the day before. How'd it go? It seemed amazing.
It really was amazing in the day. So, usually, all the things are taped live, but the weekend shows... We were taping right before. We tape it in the week, and it was the big episode because it was the one for Jersey Housewives, the finale episode. It wasn't the reunion. It was like the last big showdown at Rails. So shout out Rails Steakhouse. We got to go. I'm getting a group of, so Jersey Housewives, they love to meet at Rails like over the years. I love a steakhouse.
Where is it?
In Jersey.
I don't want to say Passaic, but it's in Jersey, but it's on these like railroad tracks. And so every scene, they're always doing this dramatic walk across the railroad tracks to Rails.
Wow. I did see the closeout of the show with Dolores walking on the rails because I was waiting to see you, obviously.
It's phenomenal. So that was a really big episode. I didn't realize at the time that it was just going to be right after. I knew the timing, but it didn't hit me how excited I would be about it airing at that time. So Andy was amazing. It was more than I could have ever asked for. I got there. I had a team assembled, like my makeup artist. Like she came in. She's a friend of a friend. Everybody just came through, you know?
That's great.
Lucho. Rachel did my clothes. Lucho got the content and I brought everybody in. And Dolores was nice. And I just got so much love from Andy. And he was like, how do we get you on SNL? And I was like, Andy, we say this all the time to everybody. Like all my friends, we all want to do that. We all want a shot. So the fact that he shouted it out on the show was amazing. I don't think it could have gone better. I had so much fun being Teresa. I didn't get to be much of myself, but the point was to be Teresa.
Yeah.
Right. So we did a little game. I think he, for a bartender, I got a lot of good feedback that Andy gave attention to me because I think he loved that there was this like third person that could do a Teresa. Yeah.
Dre, he threw to you a lot.
He did. I was very thankful. I didn't think anything of it in the episode. I was like, I wonder if they're actually going to show me, but I watched it back and I was scared to. Sometimes I don't like watching myself too much. I'm like, oh God, what am I about to do? Like, I forgot what I did because I blacked out doing it. But I loved what I did. I'm happy. I'm so thankful. It was a boost of followers. It was a boost of a bunch of lovely messages. That's thankful.
That's amazing.
Could not have gone better. Opportunities are coming in. So we gotta get you on Watch What Happens, and we gotta get
Bartend either as Bethany or Steve. You know what I mean?
Well, I think this is opening up a big door because I think
we need to go together as Chris and Court.
Absolutely.
Like 1000%.
But I think that audience members really enjoy, not even the audience, but I think viewers loved this extra person that does impressions. I think this could open up a door.
I hope so. I think that's so fun.
I mean, people love it.
Late night shows, you know, like the players on like Seth Meyers and Fallon, like everyone has like walk on funny characters. Like, why not?
I think it just adds to the show. Give it a little bit of that SNL flair with like little characters coming in. And Andy loves it. He was like asking me what Teresa thinks and you would speak as them. Like, I wonder if Bethany would actually sue him if she was like, why would you have me on there?
Maybe I go on as Luann.
Luann might be a safe bet.
Yeah.
Luann would be fun because I could just sing about it.
Absolutely. Every
single
time.
Well, it's funny you asked, Andy. I actually have a song for that.
Luann, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the new Roni cast member, Rebecca Minkoff? You know, she's joining the cast.
I think I found her bags at TJ Maxx and I thought they were not the nicest, but that's just my opinion.
Wow, Luann, you are loving the tunes. I mean, how amazing would that be? We're going to send this clip to Andy.
It's not Hermes, okay?
And she came down with her Herman Munster shoes. Actually, they were Chanel. Well, even Chanel makes mistakes.
Did you watch the Roni trailer, by the way?
Absolutely.
It was drama.
Oh my God, these women are, It is the trash talk that we used to see.
It was also like a Hitchcock, like the bird, the pigeon theme. The I was like, this got artsy. Like some editor was like, wait, I actually found the through line and it's New York City pigeons. And
Uba's like, all of you are pigeons. You're pigeons. I was like, what is this? Home Alone? It what are we referencing?
Weird.
Pigeons.
It was very
like,
weird.
You're a pigeon lady. You're right. It was an artistic take by one of the editors, and they really went full throttle on it.
And they were like, let's add more of that pigeon vibe. And then they had like all this B-roll of the pigeons. I was like, what? I'm here for it, you know? Like, I'm gonna watch.
It's a part of New York, but it's like, did we have to go that hard on the pigeons?
Oh my God, I just thought of a sketch that we should shoot.
Oh my God, we're the pigeons.
We play the pigeons of the new season of Real Housewives of New York, and we're like,
Unspoken Housewives.
I can't believe they finally fucking realized that we were actual castmates.
And then we have to have a rat just do a cameo, being like, where was our spotlight?
Get the hell out of here, maybe season four.
Okay.
Nice try.
That's phenomenal. And some, that's phenomenal. And
been a long
literally
time.
Ordering pigeon costumes on Amazon right now.
However, we do have multiple Chris and Court videos in the dock ready to go. I have them. I have three. I've shot off one that from London ready to, the others are ready to go. You know, I really tried to make a lot of content beforehand.
Oh yeah. You did. You sent those all to me and you were like, just let me know if you approve. And I was like, Anna, these are all amazing.
They're
put
funny.
Them up.
They're funny.
Put them up.
I also shot a lot of content away.
And we're waiting for that. You're like, I'll get to that after my show.
Oh, it's never a full vacation with me. It's a production. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's got to be. Well, you got to use the backdrop, which is Europe.
It was. There were some days. It's funny because we got home and I was like, did I ever shoot? Like, because we went to Spain, you know, certain landmarks, I really wanted Hilaria to give you like the history of her connection to them. And and then we get home and like, 2 days ago, I'm like, did I ever do like an intro as like Hilaria in Spain? And Jared's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh no. It's just going to be random me being like, and here is, you know, the sink where I used to wash my hands. It's but like, you know.
On screen text, give a little.
Yeah, I can fix it for
give
sure.
A little, but, give a little fix in post, as we always say.
Yeah. But then there were like a couple stressful days where, you know, I gave up on the content and I was like, let's just be a tourist right now.
You have to give yourself those days.
Of course. Most of it was that. I don't like shoot everywhere. Yes.
But it is you feel like such a pressure. Is this going to be a content trip or is this going to be a just enjoy yourself? And it's hard to meet in the middle.
I got like multiple messages from people being like, is Steve going to look for Miranda in London? And you know what's funny? I brought Steve on the trip and I didn't do Steve on the trip because I was sort of just like, no.
Yeah, it's tough because you have to decide how many things. Do I have any room for these wigs?
Right. Yeah.
You got enough characters that belong in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, without Steve.
Totally.
Like Steve can do away. Steve belongs on the Brooklyn Bridge.
I really only did. It'll be a surprise.
Oh, the content that we're going to see?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Hilaria, that was front and center.
You know, you can't go to Spain and not have Hilaria like be in Spain. You know what I mean? I don't need a wig for any of that either. I look like her.
Really don't. I was going to ask you for big wig bites also in Europe.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. So we did a couple days in London. We saw some shows. Our flight was delayed to go, which sucks because, you know, it's an overnight flight. So then you get there later in the day on Sunday or what? Not Sunday. I don't even know what day it was. We flew on a Thursday. We get there late. So we missed half like most of the day in London. You know what I mean? Our first day because of our flight delay. And then we like got there. It was like 3 p.m. We took a nap and then we had show tickets at 7. So we had like a quick, you know, quick dinner at 5, like pre-theater. And then like just went to the show. I saw friends in every city, which was very funny. I literally ran into my friend checking into our hotel in London. Yeah. My friend, Danny Murphy, who works for Page Six.
You saw Danny out there?
I saw Danny. No, he was literally right. That's crazy. I turn around. He's like, Anna? And I'm like, Danny? Like, I was so like, we had just gotten from the airport and he was already in England with a friend for a wedding. And then like, I just ran into him, like checking into the Hoxton. It was very funny.
Wow.
It was random. And then
crazy.
The shows were great that we saw. We saw Guys and Dolls and we saw Next to Normal.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Guys and Dolls, everyone was like, it's an interactive Guys and Dolls. It's really cool. The talent was amazing. I love Guys and Dolls. It's a great show.
Yeah.
The interactive portion, people were like, it's in the round, but you can also do this like kind of standing thing. And the stage like moves up and down and it moves. And there's all these people like moving you from like place to place. So you're like kind of part of the production in a way. Like there was a guy who's like literally some girl was like shaking her tits in his face and like, you're part of the production. That's for amazing. Act one. And you have to check your bag if you're down there. Like, like in a bag check. And we did that and I panicked. I was like, I hate this so much. I can't focus on the show. They keep moving me and touching me. And I forgot my glasses in my bag. So everything's blurry. And I was just like miserable. So at intermission, I was like, I'm going to get a seat. I can't watch the show like this. And Jared was like, I'm having fun. I'm going to stay. So I went and got a seat. And it was so much better for me. I was just like, I can't do this.
You felt better being a little bit separated.
Because I don't need it to be a spectacle. I think for people who are like, who don't like musicals, you know, or shows, and you're like, come with me, it'll be fun. We'll get a drink. We'll do this standing thing. We're like, it's like kind of an event. I'm like, I don't need any of that. I need to fucking sit in silence and watch a piece of theater. Like, I'm great at doing that.
Yeah.
So I could see why it's fun for some people, but it was not for me. And then we went to Amsterdam for literally a day because we missed our train. You know, not everything runs smooth when you're doing 3 cities in 10 days.
It's a lot with bags.
You're going to hit some bumps, you know?
Luggage. Yeah, of course. It's tough.
Yeah, we did miss the train to Amsterdam and it was at like 11 from London. And then, which I would never do again. If you're going to go from Amsterdam to London, fly. It's an hour flight. Fly.
How long's the train?
It was like 4 or 4.5 hours.
Wow.
I mean, I guess all in all at the airports, it takes that long, but.
And the trains, I was listening to Michelle Collins because she was explaining her long journey to like Berlin or something. And she was like, I took this train and it was like, I was on that movie with the train, the Railroad Express or something. What is that movie? The Christmas movie? The Polar Express. She was like, it was not what you expect. Are these nice trains?
No, this wasn't a nice train. It was like in between an Amtrak and a Jersey Transit. It was not. I've been on the Eurostar before. It's not nice. I guess if you upgrade, but we were kind of like, we had these tickets from a year ago. So, and Jared had already like had to postpone them and missed it. They were like so expensive by the time we finally took this fucking train. They were like $500 tickets. So we had to do it. And we missed the train. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It was at 11 a.m. And because I didn't realize, because you're going to another country, you do have to be there an hour ahead because you have to go through like customs. So put that together. And so we were there ahead of time before the train left, but you had to go through to show your like passport and everything.
I did not realize that.
So then they were like, the next train's at 6 p.m. So there goes our day in Amsterdam.
Completely.
We didn't get in until 11.
The next train is 7 hours later?
Yeah. And we couldn't, like, there were other routes to do, like, to Brussels and then Brussels to Amsterdam. But our tickets were already
specifically for that.
Yeah. So we couldn't.
Moved them, of course.
So I flipped out. You know, there are a couple moments where you flip out at your partner on a trip. And I flipped out and I said, Jared, I'm going to SoulCycle in London. Like, I was like, I can't fucking deal with this anymore.
I need to blow off some steam.
I did. And so I went to SoulCycle. He went to a museum that we couldn't get into the day before because of a fucking protest. And
sounds like you're in America.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, like, the protests in London are so bad right now. People were like, do you feel safe there? And I was like, yeah. So I went to SoulCycle and people are like, you did that on vacation? I'm like, yeah, it's a city and they have SoulCycle. Why wouldn't I? Like, I've been to London before. I was like, it's kind of, you know, a normal city.
I felt mixed about that. But then I go, she probably needs to blow off steam. Because like when I'm on vacation, like I ain't trying to hit up a Rumble. You know, I ain't trying to get a yoga class in. But I realized exactly. I was like, no, but there was a whole thing. It was.
I was really happy to do it. It was a good day for me.
Then you guys say that you did SoulCycle in London. It's honestly, you know, it's kind of like a rite of passage.
Sounds very cosmopolitan.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that was after that. I took the SoulCycle class in London.
Honestly, I got to take a nice shower there. Although I did like my shower at my hotel. It was the Hoxtons have good showers and or not great showers, but great beds. I could sleep all day long there. But and then we finally went to Amsterdam. We hung out with Michelle the whole day.
Loved that. That looked amazing.
We had a full day in Amsterdam. We went to the Rijksmuseum or the Rijksmuseum. I don't know which way to pronounce it. And then we did the Anne Frank House tour. And that was really sad and like very powerful at this point in time. You know, there before and like Jared had never seen it. And I think he was really moved by it because he told me he was really moved by it. This is sad. I don't know why I'm talking about this on the podcast. Like on the wall, they still have like the lines where they were measuring the girl's height as they were like growing up.
I remember that.
So sad. Mm-hmm. And then we saw Michelle, walked around, went to Soho House, went to Chaconi's, really had a fun full day in Amsterdam with Michelle.
I was going to say, God, you did a lot of like the Chaconi. How's the Chaconi's in Amsterdam?
It was okay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Chaconi's is like, you don't go to Chaconi's necessarily anywhere for the food. You go for like the scene. It's like
course.
A fun ambiance, you
of
know?
Of course.
It's a fun scene. It's like a very like C&B scene kind of place. We had a blast. We like got drunk and like had so much fun with Michelle. So I was, it's so fun having a friend to like show you around. You know, we took, we walked the whole, we walked 11 miles that day total, Jared told me, because he like has it on his phone or whatever. We walked forever.
What is it, like 22,000?
It was crazy. And then Amsterdam, we flew to Spain. Mm-hmm. Which was, we went to Barcelona, which was, I had been to before, which was such a fun city.
Obsessed with Barcelona.
Yeah, I really had a good time. We met up with my friend Becca and her friend Bonnie, you know, Becca Bastos.
Yes. Such a big fan of hers.
So funny. Yeah. She's like, she was there for the week and we like had DM'd or texted that we were going to be there at the same time. So we like went out for drinks and it was really fun.
Obsessed. Isn't it a blessing just to be able to go to a whole nother place and still meet up with people? Like, yeah. It's just amazing when your trips collide. I love that.
When I was in Paris, my friend Akila was there and we were like, this is so crazy. Like, so let's meet up. And we like went out one night. It's so fun.
You have to.
I don't go with like reservations everywhere. I went with like show tickets. You know, we had the Anne Frank tickets because you need stuff in advance. But other than that, we like kind of wing it and go with, you know, like recommendations or whatever. So that was really fun. Barcelona was, it was busy. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't go on a trip. Usually when we do this, we've done it very smart where we do like a city and then like a more relaxing place, like a more beachy spot. This was like three big cities with a lot to see. So it was, we went, we were like, my legs were hurting by the end. You know, I just walked like forever.
That's what you got to do. That means you had a trip well spent.
It was really good. Yeah. The last night was not fun because I had this terrible paella that like made me sick. But other
I'll
than
say,
that
paella looked so good though.
It was so bad. It tasted fine, but it made me, I can never have, I was like, I no, think I'm Jared. Done.
But what did Jared say? Let me take Jared's opinion on this.
He thought it was fine. He gives it like a C.
Gave it a C? So the taste wasn't even
it should be. Like, you know, this place had been like, I had seen it a bunch pop up a bunch and I was like, let's go. And it was right by the W Hotel, which is where I stayed with my mom, which is like so cool there. It's like a fin in the water. It's like, and it was more in Barceloneta, like the beach or whatever. And I was like, let's go for the night. And, you know, we ate outside. It just was like, it felt the scene there were like club kids. Like,
of course it's Barcelona
20s, like going to the club, like just like this. It was not the restaurant I thought we were going to. And so we were immediately like, should we go somewhere else? And then the appetizers were phenom. And then the paella, which they're known for, was like, not it.
I'm shocked. I know. Because it looked amazing. I don't know if you guys, on her story.
It photographed well, for sure.
Photographed well. It looked massive. It was like that classic humongo paella. And I immediately got hungry for paella. I was like, where am I going to order that?
Oh, but I wanted to tell you one story. I texted her from Barcelona. So we get to our hotel. We stayed at, I love Kimpton hotels. I don't know if you're an IHG fan, but the Kimpton hotels are so nice.
I need to be.
They're very dog friendly. They're always like the nicest staff ever. I really I've stayed in them now this year alone. I stayed in one in San Francisco, one in LA, and now in Barcelona. Okay. So, and they had a nice rooftop pool and a cute restaurant and bar. It was like really nice. It was in a great location too, like right by like the Gothic quarter and like all the shopping. And so we get there and our room is fine. We had like picked a nice room with a little balcony. Like we kind of like, we always pick like one place we'll like splurge a little more. And this was where we were like, let's get a nicer room here. And we get there and I kid you not, I'm sitting in the, we like went out for the day. We dropped our stuff off. We went out a little bit. We come back. There's this like ticking noise. Like it sounds like that. Can you hear that? I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And ting, it was ting, a ticking ting, ting. Noise. And I thought it was like on the night table, there was a little clock or something.
Yes.
I have super hearing. I can hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing and a curse. And Jared is hard of hearing. Like literally is, he wears like.
Where he's lacking, you've picked it up.
So I am like, I can't handle this ticking noise. I don't know what it's coming from. Maybe it's like the light. We turn the lights out. We spend like a good hour like doing this. Like, cause
trying
I
to find
was,
the ticking sound?
Cause it wouldn't stop and he couldn't hear it. So then I recorded it on my phone. Once he put in an AirPod or whatever, he could hear it. But cause he does wear something for his ears, but they didn't have batteries, whatever. So I was like, I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. Like, I know that sounds crazy. Even if I put in like an earplug, like it was really,
you could still hear it.
I could hear it.
Wait,
and this wasn't
crazy.
Like bedtime or anything. This was like before dinner.
Right.
We were just resting. Siesta. Hello.
Hello. 4 to 5. Was it 4 to 5 every day?
More like 5 to 8.
These people, they take the longest of naps.
Yeah.
When you posted about that, I really thought about it. And I say, why don't we have this?
Why don't we? Because it is such a nice, and the day is so long there. I mean, yeah. Like the sun doesn't set till forever. But
I love that.
Anyway, so I was like, all right. So we go to the, I said, let's go see if they have another room. Like Jared and I, we're the king and queen of changing rooms. Honestly, we've done it more times than I'm proud of. And we're like, both perfectionists in a different way. So we go to the like front and they were like, actually, we don't really have another room that like of the type of room you paid for.
Right.
We do have a suite available. And I said, he's like, I could give you a deal on it, but it is a lot more. Like it was like $900 a night. And I was like, I don't have that money. And he was like, I could give you a deal. I go, let me see it first. Let me listen to it first. You know what I mean? This was about the ticking. Our room was perfectly fine. If I didn't hear that sound, I never would have asked to like change rooms. It was anything. Nice.
Yeah, of course.
And we go, oh, there's no ticking. It's gorgeous and a huge balcony and like a big double sink, a big soaking tub. It's the biggest room I've seen in Europe. It's like a normal size room in America, but like huge. And
right.
I go down, I negotiate with the guy. I'm not going to tell you what I paid, but I negotiate with the guy. And we he was like, this much more a night. And I'm like, this much more a night. And then we like met at a good number.
I was haggling.
Like, sold, honey. And
wow.
So yeah, so we got this gorgeous suite. So our room was, and then they like sent up wine with a letter being like, we hope that you're enjoying your stay. We're in a suite, you know? And I was like, wow, they really treat you fucking much better when you're like,
if you just put down a little bit more money.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Worth it 1000%. And then we're so obnoxious. I'm like, well, now we got to upgrade our seats on the flight. So
girl, what?
Blew my,
I stopped at the hotel. It would be like, blew all right, my this points. Is nice for us.
Blew all my points. I'm like, fuck that. I'm flying home. Like we didn't get, there were no Delta ones, but there were premium select. That's like first class.
You get a taste of luxury. You ain't going back.
I am not going back, which means I need a job because like I have to get this status all the time. You know, I
was like, absolutely.
It was fucking great. It was really that it, I kept saying it made the night. And then I was like, what was that ticking sound? Cause it wasn't the lights. It wasn't the clock or anything. And I believe it was the ghost of my sweet Bobby Flay because he, when we like, we kept saying that. Cause I was like, he got sick last year around this time. And that was when we had to cancel this trip and we rebooked it and whatever. And then I was like, he kind of knew like, no, like they need a suite or like they need, you know what I mean? Like they need a nicer room. And so the whole time I was like, Bobby really wanted us to stay in this room. Like he like
Bobby secured.
He was
for
tapping
us.
On the wall for me to be. And I'm like, am I a witch? Like, or is this?
Yeah.
Is this OK that I actually believed that? Because I was like something electrical in your wall. Or the ghost of my dead dog. Okay.
When you said ghost, I was thinking something with, it was a haunted hotel because a lot of European hotels have that story behind them. Yeah.
No, this is a brand new hotel, but I do think Bobby somehow got in the walls and was like, they need a different room.
Like Interstellar.
Yeah.
It was giving you a little code through the bookshelf.
It was like Morse code being like, she needs an upgrade. Get her a better room.
Bobby will take it. A blessing from Bobby.
It was. It really was.
Sounds phenomenal.
Everything was great. Yeah. Until we got to JFK and customs stopped me and took all of my gifts from my parents. And that was, I cried.
Oh, no.
You're joking.
No.
What was the problem with the
this
gifts?
This was like I feel like I'm talking way too much, but this was like a nightmare. So at duty free, after I got through like customs in Barcelona, duty free, literally next to the fucking gate, I bought like the meats, you know, like of some Iberico ham and yes. We bought chorizo and like whatever. We got a bunch of nice stuff. I spent like $70, $65.
Swear to God. I was like, did you get some of that for me? Cause I want some ham Iberico.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I will never buy it again or travel with it again. And so we had it you in like the bag because we didn't think to put it in our carry on. We had it in the bag and at customs he's like, what's in the bag? And we were like, oh, just some like stuff from the airport. And he's like, what is it? And then he looked in and he was like, you can't take that to the US. And I was just like,
he bought it at the airport.
I'm taking your passports. Takes our passports. We have to go get our luggage still. He goes, you can go over to agriculture once you have your luggage.
Wait, this was a JFK?
Uh-huh. I honestly feel like I was targeted. I'm sorry to say that, but I do because no one else no one else's passports were taken. Other people had fucking goods from the airport. I was so confused by this and we were so tired. And then we go over and this guy's like laughing at me and he's like, you can't bring meat into this country. I go, they sell it at duty free. And it's got like a label on it. Like I'm pretty sure I was scammed and this man just wanted to fucking steal my stuff. And we were I started crying. We were so mad. And then finally I was like, I got to get out of here. And we get in our Uber.
That seems crazy.
Which is annoying. You know, you have to take the like train to the Uber, the like bus to the Uber. It's the worst airport in the whole world.
It's a journey to get to the Uber, really is. And after your long trip, the last thing you want to do is take the tram to the Uber.
Yeah, with three luggages. Like, are you kidding? And so we get there. I get a call in the Uber. You'll love this. We're pulling out of JFK, getting on the highway. We have to go get our car in Long Island. We're pulling out. And they go, is this Anna Roisman? Are you with Jared Hacker? I have his passport. Jared, they didn't give Jared his passport back. And in the moment, he didn't think of it. And I was like, are you kidding me? So then my $60 Uber turns into $120 because we have to circle around to go back to fucking JFK so he can get his passport. Wait, you'll love this. It gets better. He runs in. They were like, here's the number to call. He has to come back to the agriculture like door or whatever. I was like, what? He runs in to get it. A cop tells my Uber driver, you can't be here. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I called Jared. He's like, I'm coming. I'm coming. And the guy's like, get the hell out of here. I'm going to give you a ticket. My Uber driver freaks out, drives. Jared's not with me. I call him. I go, I don't know what to do. And he's like, I'll meet you at the car, like at my friend's parents' house. He's like, I'll meet you there. So we each took a car.
Each take an Uber to the destination.
He took a cab. He took a yellow cab for like, because they were right there.
This is why I don't travel.
It was insane. After like a great insane week, you know, there were bumps in the road. But anyway, you guys, I know it looked amazing on Instagram, but like that's the real tea of what happened on that last day. And I was like texting with my friend the whole time. And then finally she was like, she said something and I posted something on my Instagram about how shitty JFK was. And it was because of the situation. They like,
yeah,
it was like 4 hours. We couldn't go to Philly after because it was 10 p.m. And we were so tired and like jet lagged and like beyond. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what time it is. So we waited till Sunday morning and we went to Philly to get the dogs. But
you know what? I feel like every single time a trip that I've had, the shitty, crazy stuff happens literally when I return.
Yeah.
Something with the American.
It was bad.
We were coming back from Italy and our bags were probably like 10 pounds overweight. And the Italian people at customs, not even customs, they were just like weighing our bags. It's okay. It's 10 pounds more. It's fine. Go. Like they don't care. Everybody's just very chill.
Mine were not that nice, but we spread the weight out. Jared had stuff in both of his bags for me.
You're coming back from Spain, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the Spaniards are a little uptight. Italians, maybe. It's okay.
Yeah. That's funny.
La dolce vita. It's fine. Like they were just so sweet. It was like a bunch of women and they went right back to gossiping.
I was 10 pounds overweight to go, but then we like had to distribute it into Jared's bag. And that always happens to me.
Yes, of course.
Airport.
Redistribute stuff.
Anyway, we should take a quick break. We caught up a lot. I talked way too much. We'll be back with some other stuff.
Welcome back. This week was my 30th birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank Chic. You.
C'est la vie.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Yes. 30. Do I feel any different?
Yeah. Do you feel different?
Has your world collapsed yet?
Not really. Yeah. Which means if it hasn't collapsed yet, I'm not really 30. No. You know what I've heard? Anytime somebody gives me advice for 30s, they go, it's your best decade.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I hear that about 40s. I think 30s are better than 20s for sure.
They said it gets so much better when you're in your 30s compared to your 20s.
I had one good year in my 30s. 31 was good.
31? You're 34.
I know.
So you've just started.
I'm halfway through. I'm
not
30,
really yet.
I'll be 35 in 2 weeks.
You know, 30 is a great year. I'll say that.
Everybody's saying they're you got a little bit of your stuff figured out. You know a little bit about who you are. So it feels very nice. But in terms of doing the big party, you know, I had a really big party on my 29th year and I like really planned a big thing. And then this year I was like, oh my gosh, it's busy. No one's here. I'm not even going to just put my,
you guys keep saying that, but you can still celebrate with friends for your birthday.
You definitely can. It's just a lot of my friends don't even live in New York. So that's where I really struggle with it. And
the August birthday is tough.
And I have so many friends that are August birthdays. So we always try to do something together, but then it never works because they're like, they travel for it. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
So you did a staycation.
So Nick's idea was, you know what? Let's do a little staycation in the city. It was super, super nice. We did right on Central Park. And we use those points. You know, girl math. Use a little.
That's great.
Little points and did a little cute stay. And we went to, I need a steakhouse. So we went to this cute little Tuscany steakhouse right on the same street as the hotel. It was super easy. It was Gorgina.
Nice.
Blue cheese stuffed olives, lobster mac and cheese, the steamed spinach, some lamb chops, you know, all our favorite foods.
Wow. Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home. I recommend Tuscany Steakhouse, but it was such a beautiful night. So then we got there. It was like this dark steakhouse vibe. And I was like, we should be eating outside. But you know what? We'll take a walk in Central Park after, walk off all the food.
Yeah.
So we did that. By the way, Central Park is infested with rats.
Yeah, it's gross.
The whole city.
Do you know,
yes.
I've only been there like 8 times in my, I'm up 74 years of living in New York.
See, I'm truly obsessed with Central Park. Like, I think dreams come true in Central Park.
Jared loves it too. And
at nighttime, there's rats.
As a young person in New York, I was always like, no, I'll go to like Bryant Park or Madison Square Park. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I lived in the city.
There's so many nice parks in New York.
Yeah.
At nighttime, there's a couple rats, but they're so tiny and they don't really bother you. So we were just walking around, having a great time.
You were walking around Central Park at night?
I mean, it was like dusk, like 8:30.
Oh,
then I think they close it by like 10:30. Right.
I only have been there really at night for Shakespeare in the Park. That's the only time I go to the park.
Word of advice, don't be hanging around there at night.
There were so many people out. It was 8:30. It was like just dusk.
Oh my God, I didn't tell you I almost got robbed in Spain and I had to beat a man up.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That reminded me. When he was like, don't walk around there at night. Yeah, don't walk around Spain ever.
Yeah, well, the attention
park at night. Not good.
No, it's not good, but we just wanted to and we weren't going deep into the park. We were just like on Central Park South, just taking a little stroll.
Nice.
And it was great. And then this morning I took myself to a gorgeous Central Park walk and I ran into two people that I know. So random.
That's funny.
Girl from college and then another friend who's a comedian. Just such a nice walk. I mean, like so many people walking around. Oh my God. I just took my coffee and I was just thinking, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here.
That's nice.
So I had a really nice time. And then my parents are coming up.
McCarran Park? This morning, yeah, like 7 a.m. Well, we just walked the dogs across the park to go to Starbucks because there's no Starbucks in Williamsburg right now.
I was going
to
say, where'd you get that from? Because your Starbucks closed down.
Yeah, Greenpoint. It's really close, though. It's honestly the same distance, kind of. Wait, your parents are coming in for your birthday?
Parents are coming in. We're just going to do a little fun day. And
when? This weekend?
Friday and then Saturday.
Nice. Yeah,
just have them come in. And then I think I'll do something in September. I was telling you, just, you know, we're going to do the drinks in September, get a couple people together. Doesn't need to be huge. I'm just excited for what 30s is going to bring. And I was really scared for it, but now I'm just blessed. I feel very thankful. And
is Nick 30?
Nick turned 30
February. I knew that.
Mm-hmm. So he's been telling me, Dre, it's fine. You're going to be fine. 30s is just a new time to continue doing what you want to do.
I mean, you know what I say. As you get older, you get hotter and richer. So like, or richer and hotter. So what
is there to be scared of?
There's nothing.
All I need is a blue cheese, which by the way, the Tuscany Steakhouse, I should have sent this dirty martini back. Oh my God. It was legit rubbing alcohol.
Ew.
And the blue cheese stuffed olives were not... hand stuff, you know. It was like
love blue cheese stuffed olives.
I cannot stand them. Good. I never made them.
They have to be hand stuffed.
I mean, I hate blue cheese even since I'm born. Even when I ate cheese in my early life, and then I told you when I worked at very fancy restaurants and they were like, "Can I have blue cheese olives?" I was like, "Oh, we're out. I'm not making those. Are you kidding?"
Well, these were from the jar, and that's when I know it's not. You know, it's not for me. And but Nick and I both drank it, and I swear we were drunk off one martini and it's not supposed to be that way. I think it was just like straight vodka.
Damn.
I didn't specify, but the food was so good.
That's
so
good.
A quick bite. Yeah.
At least the food was good. That was your what? Absolutely. Your bite.
That was my bite. I actually brought a whole bag of the leftovers today to the studio because I came
here. Oh my God,
right,
I forgot my bag for you guys. Wow. I'm never going to bring this bag. I have a bag by my door. No, you don't understand. And Jared literally like last night, he's like, don't forget this. And I was like, I won't. And I was doing something right before this. So my brain was like, I gotta go. I gotta leave. And I just forgot it by the door. It's by my front door.
This is the problem though. Cause the amount of times that I forgot, I had your umbrella for a while.
Yeah.
Jared was going to kill me. Have it. And it was by my door for 2 weeks. Forgot every single time I left.
I don't know.
Maybe this is 30, but thank you guys for all the sweet messages. This is 30, huh? I'm just thankful for all the sweet messages and I love you guys. And, cheers to
birthdays
many,
are
many
big.
More.
You don't treat your birthday like I do, where it's like a full month of activity.
Oh, because we heard about it every single day we did the show for the whole month.
That sounded hostile. I don't know. I think it's a beautiful thing when someone celebrates their birthday absolutely for a full month.
I just wasn't going to put you guys through. I didn't want to be like, it's that, you know,
because is that
like
a very Leo move to be like, it's fine. It happened.
It happened. I mean, I don't want to draw too much attention. It's like, we don't have to go all into it, you know, like we'll celebrate when we celebrate.
And I'm like, it's June 20th. So that's only 5 days after my birthday. So it's still my birthday. I'm allowed to shop.
I am definitely, because mine was on a Tuesday this year. I'm celebrating it. Come this weekend, we're really going to like go and do the big things. Because it still feels like
I'm here this weekend. We could get a drink.
You know, that's what I think we need to do.
I got zero plans this weekend because
fabulous.
I'm going to have to like crash and rest after my show on Thursday night.
Which are you feeling very excited about?
Nope. I haven't. No, not yet.
You will. You will. You always pull it together.
You know, I will. I'll pull it together. It'll be fine.
It's going to be fabulous, darling.
Wait, we had fabulous so much we wanted to catch up on. First of all, did you watch a lot of the Olympics? I was gone.
I did, but you know what? It made me so emotional. But then I watched a lot of people's stories about it and I realized it also made them emotional. You're just so happy for them.
Yeah, it's an emotional event.
And
for
some
sure
of them are married and dating and you're just like, oh my God, they're all supporting each other. Like I felt like an aunt that was just proud.
I like caught some of it when I was in like the hotel, but it was also like, it's funny because I was like, oh, right. The Olympics are in other countries because like in London, there were like, you know, screens up places where people were watching the UK. And I was like, oh, wow, because it feels very like, you know, America gets together and we're all like behind the Olympics. And then like, I'm like, oh, my God, in this country, too. That sounds so naive, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, it's fun that they're all into it, too.
it's fun that it's like, you know, a world event.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I got very patriotic about it. I was like, wow, it's awesome to see these people. But then I was reading about what do they do in the off season? They're playing, but a lot of them have full-time jobs. Isn't that crazy?
It makes sense. It's like, every 4 years.
Yeah, I think a lot of them do.
But you're still going for your dreams but it's every 4 years. Like you only have those four years to prepare, but you're also working towards, I don't know. They just have these full lives.
Yeah.
Some of them are parents. They got another full-time job and they're training for the Olympics.
I know.
Crazy.
That is really crazy to think. I love that breakdancer who went viral, Reagan. I love that they were so bad that the Olympics decided to axe the entire category for next Olympics.
No more breakdancing.
I feel some type of way for her, though.
I feel like she had no idea going into this what this was going to do for her. But
you know, she's a professor of breakdancing, right?
Like I believe it.
She teaches breakdancing at an Australian university. Like she knows the ins and outs. And I'm just wondering, that's who we're sending?
That was like,
that's who Australia
such
sending?
A funny bit. And then like, I loved seeing that they were
like, it wasn't
like,
a bit though.
Actually, breakdancing is not going to happen ever again.
They're like, actually, after seeing that one, I think we're done for breakdancing forever.
Crazy.
No, that's insane.
Also, did you watch the US breakdancers or like other countries? They were like, fucking great.
Amazing. That's what breakdancing is. But then I looked to Reagan and I go, well, she teaches breakdancing, so she knows the technical moves.
So the tea that I heard,
what was that?
Is that it's like a club in Australia, and through all of these sort of like disingenuous channels, she like qualified for the Olympics. Like it wasn't like Simone Biles who like out, just like beats everybody out in her event. Like I had heard, and I don't know how true this is, but I had heard that there was like somebody in the committee. Like she's married to somebody he has some role on the breakdancing committee.
Kidding.
I swear.
She opened the chocolate bar and found the golden ticket.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like I think
she
that
know
her,
she was going to go and perform and
like on TV
and then to receive no points. Oh my gosh. Why are you going to put yourself
in a hoax? Honestly, it was brilliant. Like if this was like a big,
no, she put herself on the map.
Set up.
Like an Andy Kaufman kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely.
It was very funny.
I thought it was quite the, she probably got one of the most pressed, like press event.
Yeah.
The most press for any event, I think, of the Olympics.
That and the Jordan Chiles drama, which I'm still like, what?
Makes no sense to me either.
That they wanted the medal back for someone else from Russia. And then like, and now like Jordan Chiles' team is like, actually, no, we're fine. We want it back. Like they're fighting over this medal.
Right.
Which is so weird.
Is like, is this not going to be under some sort of committee? Like, isn't somebody else is like above them? Like they're talking about it. Why right? is it still?
And she was so good.
Oh my God.
She's so, I love her. I love her. Like, she's just like a fun, cool girl. And I was just like, wait, what? They're trying to take your medal away?
Girl, what? Go get your medal. No, I'm loving all of them on social media. Alana Mower.
Oh, yeah. She's so funny.
The way that I have been religiously following her on Instagram.
I followed her too. I was like,
she's so cool.
She's going to do a lot of like fun, like branded stuff and like, you know, TV appearances probably and everything. Cause she's very funny, but can also just play like an Olympic medalist.
She is an absolute just a tank of a woman. I was looking for the right term, but she is.
I don't know if that's the right term.
She is. She's like, you're all Olympic bodies. She's like all about like female body empowerment. And she's just a big girl, like strong, humongous muscles.
Yeah.
I've seen her. She's so tall. Her muscles are insane. I love her.
She's funny.
I love her.
Wait, I didn't watch the closing ceremony. Did you?
I did not either. I just saw clips and it looked just as strange as the opening.
Oh, okay. I saw it was on at like 3. It's funny because I saw it was coming on at 3 p.m. And I thought I was like doing work or something. I don't know what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? I sat through that whole opening. Yeah. I don't think my brain should be allowed to watch the closing.
Yeah, no.
And then they were like, we're re-airing it at 7. And I was like, you know what? I think I should sit this one out. I think I did enough.
They had that person come back. Not the blue man.
Did Tom Cruise do some like a...
He jumped off of like a...
Yeah, some fucking Mission Impossible shit.
He's out of his mind.
He's out of
I heard
his
that he
mind.
Was doing that. I was like... Wait, the closing ceremony has like Tom Cruise winning a gold medal for like skydiving? Like what the?
I think he like base jumped a stadium or something.
That's insane.
The dude's crazy. What is he? He just always has a parachute on his back.
Yeah. Yes.
He just like walks around with a parachute. He's like, I'm ready to jump off this building.
You know, we were supposed to go to Paris. That was the original trip. And then we changed it to Spain. And I was like, part of me had FOMO. I was like, it could have been fun to go to Paris because like to see all these celebrities who were there at the events and to go to the, and the tickets weren't crazy expensive to go to the Olympics. We had looked originally when we were like, should we change it? Should we not?
Right.
But then the people who I see at the Olympics are like, I saw a vlog. You'll love this. I saw like a vlog from John Travolta.
Oh boy.
Mm. And,
oh boy.
He made it look great. You know, he flew on his private plane with his daughter. You know, they're getting served and wined and dined and they have a car service taking them everywhere. And I thought,
phenomenal.
Put me on Delta going to Paris where I have to fight people to get an Uber from the, you know, like.
And not bring back meats.
Or whatever it is. But I was just like, it would be a very different experience if you are not a high profile celebrity. You know what I mean? I think.
Completely. Couldn't even imagine. They interviewed some of the people on who were just random tourists that are just enjoying it. And they're just like, it's packed. You've got to try to get tickets.
I heard differently about the city, though. I met these two girls in London who were studying abroad in Paris. And they were like, it's been so weird the last week. It's like empty, the city. But like people are like around the Olympic stuff. But like,
that's crazy.
I was like, interesting. Yeah. She said it was just a really weird vibe. So they came to London and we met them at.
They literally left Paris to go to a different city.
Yeah. I think a lot of people left to like get out because it was like, because it's got to be different. You know, there's like streets closed and there's like restaurants and, you know.
Is the Seine River, like what's going on with the press for the Seine River? Because everybody's been shit talking the Seine.
Why?
They're just like, it's so dirty. Why would you let people in there? It's the most polluted river of all the world. Like, it's just.
I believe that.
But it's sad. It's like, why are we putting swimmers in the Seine River?
Oh, that's where they swam.
Yeah, but what? What? Are you crazy?
I missed that one.
It's like putting them in the Hudson.
Like long distance swimming?
Yes, yeah.
Oh my God. They're ingesting the water, the pollution.
I hope they have some sort of like filter.
Hope so.
Gross. I didn't even realize that.
The Seine River.
I missed it.
How insane.
What else happened?
How insane. I think somebody gave at the ending ceremony, the commissioner or somebody who's in charge of it, but he gave a little pun and he was like, it was sensational. Or should I say sensational? And everybody loved it. We go, wow, good one. What are you doing there? I see you joking.
Comedy. Got it.
Awesome. Comedy.
Yeah, come on, absolutely. We love a good, you love a good pun, right? What did you put here? Oh, I put Celine Dion. That was so funny when like the Trump rally used Celine Dion song and she wrote that message. Did you guys see that message?
Mm-mm. No, what did she write?
There was a whole, it's on her Instagram and it was just like, we did not like
approve this,
say that they could use this for their like campaign or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a very official, every one of my friends posted it, 'cause I thought it was really funny that like they had to post this at all. And then at the end, like, so it's like a very official note saying like, we did not give them the rights to use the song, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end is a quote from Celine, and she goes, you know how she hates the Titanic song, famously, like hated it when she heard it, hated it.
That's crazy.
When she recorded it, it was just the demo that she like sang once. Gosh. And it's like her most famous song. And so at the end of it, she wrote, really, that song? And they put it like at the bottom in quotes. You have to see this, because it's very funny that like she was like, really, that song? That's the one you chose to play? So why is a campaign rally playing My Heart Will Go On? Like,
hard to believe. I know. A little strange.
Yeah, we're in strange times.
Strange times.
Not much else you can say about it.
I often look around. I go, are we in the Twilight Zone? Like, what's going on? Is this real? Is this legit? This is happening.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Another weird thing I saw is that Kanye got...
I can't even get it out. Kanye West is addicted to nitrous gas.
God bless.
What?
You know, maybe that's the best thing that ever happened to that man.
This his old chief of staff is whistleblowing. He's saying that there's this dentist who is targeting humongous stars, and he put in this titanium grill, and he got Kanye addicted to laughing gas, and now Kanye is like extorting this man or asking for like large amounts of nitrous gas to be able to like survive, because he like can't be without it now.
Wow.
And this dentist has done it to a bunch of other people. And the dentist looks like this jacked guy who goes to the gym all the time with tats covering his arms. And he just looks like he's, you know, around there to just extort all these different rappers and stars.
Well, let me tell you, he gave me some. It's been a wonderful day.
Mom, like, what do you think about this news? Because I feel like Kim is going through so much.
You know what? If you can't laugh it off. I don't know what else. I think it's brilliant. I really do. Kanye should have gotten addicted to that while they were married, because maybe he would have been more fun for her to be around.
Have you ever even done laughing gas?
This morning. How do you think I get so happy every day?
I thought it was the gummies.
It is. And vodka.
I'm just hyped up on that matcha and placenta, and I guess.
Have you never had laughing gas at the dentist?
No, never. I go just like all natural.
When they drill your teeth.
Yeah. I'm so zen that I just refuse anything.
I heard you pulled your own tooth out once. Is that true?
Right after I pulled Mason from my vagine, I also pulled out a cavity. It's a molar. Was it a molar or a cavity? I'm not sure.
And then you kept it, right? And put it in Travis's nightstand.
Yeah, so I worked with... I worked with this woman where you can freeze dry the tooth and you can make a copy of it. And then I just like made this really big tooth necklace.
Oh, wow.
And I gave that to him on our first anniversary, and he like is obsessed with
it. That's disgusting. I'm nauseous hearing this.
Anyway, we should probably call Kim.
Should have gotten him just like a belt, you know, something good.
A belt? Like, that is so boring. Why would I do that?
Corey loves when I buy him a Ferragamo belt. He really loves
it. I'm sure, because he probably is just adding to his collection.
We don't even have wigs on. I'm like so not crisp without my wig. I'm like naked. I feel naked.
True.
Okay, what is happening in Mexico? A church is selling plots of land in heaven.
Listen to this. You know what? And I am ashamed of the Mexican people. You guys know I'm half Mexican. Proud.
Dre,
Mexican.
You're throwing everyone on all your religion and your heritage under the bus with this.
I know. I saw this. I just want to say, just look out for these scams, okay? Because this is not what God would want, okay? A church in Mexico is selling plots in heaven to make sure that you...
The Catholic Church down. Scamming? No way.
No way. Oh my God. Okay, guys, you see?
I just want you to know, I support the Catholic Church in other countries. I pay lots of money to go tour those fucking big churches.
I know. I know. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
I will say, Dre, Italians fall for this shit too. Catholics fall for the dumbest.
They're just ready to like send money to whoever. They go, who do I pay? Who do I put the check out to, huh?
How do you know you're going to go to heaven?
What heaven?
You know, and like follow the commandments. Like, that's really what it's supposed to be. Like, is to just try to be a good person.
Contact this website and be like, I've done a couple things in my life. how much for hell? Okay, can we make a deal here? This Let's is say just, there's, you know, 400, yeah. what is it? $400 for like, you know, 5 square feet of heaven. Like, I just made that up.
Cut me a deal on hell.
Cut me a deal
on hell. Get in early before it gets gentrified.
I'll go. I'll go to hell.
The going price is $100 per square meter.
Okay? I was really close then.
He claims to have received, this is a pastor, he claims to have received permission from God and the church is offering heavenly real estate. Okay, $100 per square meter. Pictures of the offer have been circulating on social media and there's a brochure even. With a depiction of a holy house of the clouds. The illustration
Do they have like a water slide? Like I need some amenities if I'm going to invest. You know what
you're
I'm saying?
You're so right. Like, what are they really offering? What do we just, we just get like a plot?
Because I imagine, you know, are there, is there like a cloud room? You know, like I'm really, I want to know.
I want to know too. Apparently this also happened in 2018. A Zimbabwe pastor was saying that you can also get a ticket to heaven. His congregation for $533 a person. How are you calculating this? First of all,
they were just like, let's look at the market. You know, let's look at the heaven market.
I love it. Mexico was like $100 a square meter. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. They see what we're gonna do here.
You would have been proud. I went to the Familia Sagrada. Yeah, which is not considered. Here's the thing. I looked it up. It's not considered the largest church in the world yet because it's not done yet.
Because they've been building that thing for how long?
Forever. My God. But it will be done apparently in 2026. That's close.
In 2026. So how long have they, like, reportedly, how long have they been building it?
Oh my God. I think since like 1920s or something. Like,
what?
I think for a long, maybe 40s. Oh a gosh. Long time.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, tragically died. Gaudi died in a tram accident. And then he's Sounds buried gosh. Underneath that church.
As he should be.
Yeah. Have you've been there, right?
Oh my God, yes. I'm blown away by it. Yeah,
Jared was like, this is like colossal. Like he thought it was like one of the wonders of the world. Like it's huge. I had been there too. But I forgot that he was buried under, and like you can kind of see around the side. You can like see down to the like I don't know, the chapel downstairs that where his like tomb would be down there, which is so wild because it's like his biggest work.
I mean, yeah. The colors of the
stained glass. Yeah. It's so cool.
Oh my God. And you know what? It's hard to capture certain things, like, you know, landscapes you can't really capture on an iPhone. But when you post the pictures, like, it really comes through.
It
you
does.
Can, like, tell the beauty of it just from a picture.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was cool.
Stonen. Who do you think matches your freak? If you had to pick a celebrity to match your freak?
That's a really hard question for me right now. A celebrity to match my freak.
That's what we're going to come back with next week. That's our homework this week. I want everybody to come with your celebrity that matches your freak.
One? Do you have one? Because you asked the question.
It's either got to be Pitbull, Missy Elliott, or Jennifer Coolidge.
Wow.
I just came up with those out of my ass right now. So I really,
anyone's freak matches Jennifer Coolidge. I think she is like her
she
own.
She is the freak.
She is her on her own. Always has been.
Always has been.
And freak in the most loving way, you know?
Oh my God, the best.
Who matches my freak? You had three off the bat.
These are just people that I love. I just want to match their freak, actually.
Honestly, Celine Dion might match my freak.
You just... You know what? That's such a good one because she'll just like bump into songs sometimes. She's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same. I love that. I think that's a great one.
Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, or like Emeril Lagasse, you know, like one
of
the
three. Yeah. Wait, Emeril's posted, my guy.
Mike just posted a clip of Emeril. What was he making?
Did you? Do you know he's my one? He's like my one.
Is he your hall pass?
Yeah.
Hall pass? Emeril?
No, it's a joke, but I like love him.
I do too. I mean, he's one of my, I've always said he's one of my earliest comedy influences. I don't know if I want
to be my dad or my boyfriend, but it's like,
I love this fact coming out of Anna right now. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that blows me away.
He's giving off like big macho poppy
energy.
And I didn't think that would really, that would,
you have not. No, you definitely have not mentioned that.
We have not divulged this information.
You don't think we would have remembered if you said Emeril Lagasse was your hall pass?
No, he's not my hall pass. I don't know that I want to like have sex with him. I just always loved him. And I don't know if it's a crush or a dad crush. Like I'm like, but I love him.
He has more charisma than many people that we know in show business. And he's a chef.
It's so true. And that's how he got his own show. You know, I think
it's awesome.
TV
Dre.
Chefs.
He's like the first big guy.
He's also just
he would cook in front of a live audience.
When he's
and
a
then
judge.
He'd throw bourbon into a pot and a band would play. He'd be like, there, we're putting some bourbon in the pot. And a band would just go do 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 do. Like it was awesome.
He was a mixture of like late night a cooking show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A stand-up comedy awesome. Set. Like, yeah. he's just all around. What's he up to these
but
days?
But then when he was on Top Chef cooking. As a judge, he was, like, so, like, he was such a good mentor and so nice to these yeah. people. And just, like, you were like, I loved him. Yeah, I loved yeah. him yeah. as a judge.
The Family Guy.
I love Rachel Ray. I think she's another good one.
I love Rachel Ray.
Because these are people that I love watching.
Yeah. Martha Stewart, honestly, could match my freak. Of course. Now that we're going there.
All right, so I'm going to get as hot Martha. As her.
You know, the more money I get, the hotter I will get. Like Martha.
I am, shout out Carla. This is going to be a little bit of a New York moment here. Okay, Carla was the one that got me into Watch What Happens Live. She's an amazing mother, lives in Fide.
Oh my God, I thought you meant Carla, like the chef. Carla.
I know, I'm switching gears here. I know. Carla is friends. One of her close friends is Martha Stewart's makeup artist.
Oh my God.
Mm. And
she followed me.
Yes, because I talked to Carla and Carla was telling her about it. And so Daisy.
I think she followed me because I saw something and I was like, photos of Martha.
Chris stuff. Yes. So she's Martha Stewart's makeup artist and we're trying to get her to do some more content because she just went to Paris with Martha.
Oh, fun.
And Carla and I were like, girl, where's the content? She's like, I don't want to do all that stuff. So we're having a meeting, but I want her to, I think she'd be great on the podcast because she just, says there's this new study that, not even a study, Martha came out and she's like, the one thing I do to keep my skin looking young is horseback riding and green juices.
Of course.
Oh, and heard that about horseback riding.
Actually, it's this Botox, it's this and this and this. And her makeup artist is like, actually, she rarely really does Botox. She has no fillers. She just has preserved her skin and also
you can get a facelift too.
She didn't say she got a facelift. She's like, we just like use the Paris filter. Like you just brush over on Instagram and just use the Paris filter. I mean, and yeah, that's what we're
no
using.
No one's seen me without a Paris filter since the Paris filter was born.
Since heck was a pup. Nobody knows what I look like without a Paris filter.
No one.
But that's basically what she was saying. And it's not a secret. She's been talking about it. She's like, Martha says she just like does a little softening and that's it.
Love it.
But I really, you know, a New York connection here. I want to get her, you know, I want to do a little show with her, you know?
That'll be fun. I'll do my Martha for her.
Please. I want more people to do Martha Stewart because your friend.
I did Martha. I did a couple of videos as her like a year ago.
I feel like more and more. I think because she's so big and I think it would be such a big
thing. I always think of Anna Gasteyer though. And then when I did her, people were like, because Anna Gasteyer did her so well.
Right.
But that is a long time ago. So
why don't we see people doing it still? Martha is still an icon.
Yeah, she really is.
Still kicking it. Oh my gosh.
I feel like we
recap a lot.
Probably our ep.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like we went hard today. We had a lot to catch up on.
In the paint.
But we do have, we'll come back with some more character stuff next week for sure.
Well, the Roni trailer just dropped as we talked about. And I'm assigning Anna and myself two new characters just from that show alone.
Great.
Yeah, so more characters to come. Absolutely, I'm working on it.
Okay. Love it. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. And watch this on YouTube if you're listening and vice versa. If you're watching us, just go subscribe, you know.
And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment, please.
Leave a comment. You know, leave Dre a birthday message on either, on any of our platforms. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We have more content coming out. I know they're already edited. They're ready to go. We got more coming out.
They're ready to go.
So, yeah. Have tune in week. And I'll see you at my show this week. Okay, love you. Say hi if you come.
Please do.